Hello and welcome to I'ma Be Honest with Jackson Hant. I'm Jackson. Today is my first guest, comedian, room runner, trivia show host with probably the best trivia show host with a show that has the name Death in the title. Drag queen occasionally.
Yeah.
What else?
Graphic designer. Bookstore clerk. Because I have to make money.
I was going to say, do you do other things for money or just... you work at a bookstore.
Yeah, sorry, that just sounded like a euphemism. Sound like you were propositioning me on your podcast. Do you do other things for money?
Well, the roof bedroom is just there. So. Yeah.
I I'm kind of at that point where I'm just like looking for more things to be creative and do, but...
Awesome.
But to do for them for money is a slightly different proposition.
Yeah, exactly. You got to do the thing for like 10 years before everyone's like, "Hey, do you want $5?"
Yeah.
Like, yes, I do. I'd love it.
Yeah.
How'd the Fringe go?
Fringe was great because Trivia Deathmatch is a show I've been kind of working on in one form or another since 3 years ago. Started off as a book themed game show called Book Fight, and then I did 2 years of it as a game show all about everything.
Right, yeah.
Called Trivia Deathmatch. Awesome. And yeah, people seemed to like it and connect with it, and it sold out entirely ahead of time, which was a big surprise to me. And mostly a credit to my two producers, Matt and Stack. But it's
that's awesome. Yeah, because I bought tickets to the 90s episode only because I was the only one that wasn't sold out.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, come along. And I'm like, oh, that's sold out. I don't get paid
to. It was so painful for that one because... They'd all sold out ahead of time, apart from the 90s show, which had one ticket that hadn't sold.
Oh.
And no one bought that last ticket. So it was just kind of like, tickets still available. I'm like, I just want to tell everyone the whole thing sold out. I just want to be able to brag, and I can't. So
you just gave that ticket away, or...?
I think possibly you ended up buying it.
You're welcome.
You might have been that last one.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
I was just telling you right before I hit record... The reason I started this is the first one I've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to do one, like, for ages. Just, I don't know, I've always liked the idea of doing a podcast, but it wasn't until I got here, I'm like, there's nothing stopping me. Like, my girlfriend, she's obsessed with lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
Has just ridiculous amounts of it. So, she just out of the blue went, I'm just going to start a lingerie Instagram page because I've always wanted to, and why not? And I'm like, wow, you're doing the thing you've always wanted to do. And I have no excuse to not do the one I want to do. Why am I not? And so...
That's how it happens.
Yeah. It's just kind of like, well, someone else is doing a thing. You're like, well, fucking, I want to do it too.
It sounds like really trite advice, but it's kind of like one of those things of like, oh, everyone who wanted to do... Everyone who achieved something...
Does it.
...started out by trying to do it.
Yeah, exactly. You got to actually start instead of just going, yeah. Like, that's how I got into comedy is because I was like... I can be funny. Yeah. And so I was like, oh, there's this competition where you have to be funny. I'm like... All right.
Well, that's how I started doing comedy was because up until I started, I just assumed that...
Comedians
were... I didn't even know what I assumed. It was just kind of a little thing of like, the only comedy I'd ever seen was the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It was just kind of like, well, I can't get on that.
Yeah.
So...
It doesn't exist anywhere.
It's this mysterious thing, I guess I have to be in Melbourne or something. Someone did an open mic comedy night here in Perth.
And
A friend of mine who went up and performed, and I'm like, oh... Oh, now the bar's been so drastically lowered.
Yeah. I guess I have to get into this thing that I'm actually pretty good at.
Because he was up there doing jokes that were ripped off.
I did a joke that was slightly ripped off. I didn't realize it was ripped off.
Yeah.
And then someone's like, hey, that joke exists already. And they sent me the link to it. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Well, I mean... Okay.
I probably have heard that at one point.
It happens. I mean, I thought I was so smart and intelligent when I was up there at my first gig, and I've gone, doing comedy for the first time is a lot like losing your virginity. I'm like, just in hindsight, I hate myself so much for that, because that is the line every single first open mic act uses.
I had a bit that I still like just because it's so dumb. Like that's you get those bits are just like that's terrible. I'm gonna do it. I had one. It was every time I did a new room.
Yeah,
it's like I'm losing my virginity here. It's my first show. Much like losing your virginity, there's a few things you can expect. It's going to be painful. Probably won't last 5 minutes. There will be blood, And when we're done, I'll be crying in that corner.
Yeah.
And it's just, it was so bad.
It's so cheap.
But every time
and I everyone's
think,
done it.
Every time I think of it, I'm like, I'm glad I did that every time I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, well, the thing is, at least you knew it was bad.
Whereas, oh, yeah.
When I did it, I'm like, this is
the best thing ever.
Yeah, that thing was just kind of like, no one's come up with this.
Yeah.
We're going to go out there, go for junior, everyone is there, watch me like, this guy's so smart. Oh, well God. Done.
That's a parallel no one's ever seen.
Just.
It's like when you hear people, the competition I was in was Class Clowns.
Yeah.
And in doing Class Clowns, yeah, I think two or three people go up, I think it might have been my heat. Or whatever, and they all did the procrastination joke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ones like, I've got a joke about procrastination. I'll tell you later. I think two or three people did the exact same thing. All yeah. Thing was original. I'm like, oh no, I'm so glad I didn't do that. It was one I had written down.
Like all on the same night?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was on the, I think two people on the same day and then one person on a different day. And it was just so cringeworthy. But yeah, like all my first jokes were just based around the fact that my last name's Hand and oh, Angela's wank dick.
So bad when
you look back at your first sets and stuff, and like,
we're so bad because when comedians don't watch
yeah.
the show that they're on,
yeah,
and they just all like stumble across the same stuff, and they're just kind of like, you know, they all do crowd work with the one person, like, hey, what are you doing? Like, yeah. Everyone knows she's a nurse. We've established it. She's a it's nurse. Like, oh, her name is Debbie. She's got a cat. We've talked to her.
Exactly.
If you want to keep talking about that's fine, but just like...
But like, ask different things.
Yeah.
Like, what do you subscribe to philosophically? Debbie, yeah. Come on, seriously. Do you believe in heaven? Ask deeper questions.
Are you afraid of death?
We know Debbie.
We know Debbie. Yeah. We feel like we've been to school with Debbie. We feel like...
That's the other thing I don't particularly like doing myself, but...
We're about to give Debbie's wedding speech.
No, I don't like, I don't like doing it, but I still do. It's like... I feel like we know each other with the crowd.
Yeah.
That thing. Because I'm like, no, I feel like you guys are the drunk people I've met at a party. And I'm yeah. just telling you way too much and hoping that you like me.
Yeah, I used to do that. I feel like I've started doing the opposite.
Yeah.
Of going,
you don't
you
know
guys
me.
Are weird. You guys, yeah, that'd be great. You don't know me. You don't know who I am.
You don't know where I've been. You don't know shit. Just walk off stage. That's your opener.
Don't step to me. I'm an individual. No, we're doing this thing of just going, I don't quite get you guys. You've laughed at this, you haven't laughed at this. What's going on?
You know? Yeah, you get to that point.
Just and using that, it's just kind of like, you know, like I'm throwing out ideas as test balloons. So I'm going, I'm going to do a joke. I'm going to talk to you about this. We'll see how you react. Yeah. Which means that, like, especially if one of my jokes doesn't go well, it's just kind of like, okay, I was wrong about what I thought you'd like. That's fine. I already established I don't know who you are.
Exactly. Like, and it's fine to do that at like open mics and just take your shoes off. It's fine to do that at open mics.
See, no one listening had to know I took my shoes off.
But I feel like it adds to the depth of the story. I'm not wearing shoes. I thought about not putting on shoes to come downstairs to get you, so I slid on thongs. That's kind of like middle ground.
Yeah.
Like now everyone just knows that we're shoeless. We're together. We're relaxed.
Yeah.
It's very obvious.
They're really going to wait for this to go to the bedroom. It's
exactly.
It's a strip podcast now.
You're just slowly stripping for each other. It's wonderful.
Yeah, well, it was great because I rocked up naked for this interview. And I think it's really added something. Yeah,
really, I thought the shoes were odd.
Yeah. Like, well, it's only, I mean, there's naked and there's being, you know, safe. You know, spot the risk, exactly, make the change, you know.
Exactly. You got to be confident in
busy
yourself.
Street. I've got to run a couple places across some streets. Put some shoes on.
Yeah, you're a businessman.
Businessman. You can't a naked shoes. Businessman. So what's this podcast called?
It's I'ma Be Honest.
I'ma Be Honest.
Because it had a lot of different names. One of them that I was thinking about was Knuckle Deep. Again, yeah, I saw the cringe.
That was important for the people at home, me cringing.
Yeah, that was one thing you told me Tuesday night. It's like, it's going to be very difficult for me to show my cringes and awkward reactions to your idiocy.
Yeah, I do a lot of putting people down with glares and
glasses. Oh, that's fine.
And
no.
Stuff like that, which is...
That is my relationship, like, I'm used to that, I'm good at that. It's like, yeah, cool. Don't do that again. But, you know, I'm going to be honest, it was Knuckle Deep because, like, last name's Hand, it's a bit of a pun. And also, it's like, I wanted to just have honest conversations about shit. And, like, you don't want to get all the way deep, like, begin talking about where we came from and everything about science. Like, I don't give a shit about that stuff. It's too much effort. Too much hassle. Like, I just want to get a little bit into it. I just want to get knuckle deep.
Yeah.
Like, not all the way.